Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we are with Jim Kevlin, of course, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
You're taking a look today at some of the state economic development grants from your region. Explain.
Well, it's the CFA time of year again, David. CFAs, of course, are the state's consolidated funding applications, the vehicles for localities to win state grants. Governor Cuomo, as you know, divided the state into a dozen economic development zones, and each year allocates chunks of state funding to each of them. Within those economic development zones, applicants need to compete for the money. The thinking is the best ideas will bubble to the top. Friday, July 27th was the deadline for this year's CFAs, and we've been reporting on local projects for the past two editions. Some of the grants are routine. They have to be. For instance, Oneonta is asking for $750,000 to repair the dam on its reservoir. It's not sexy, but it's going to have to be done pretty soon. The CFA program encourages localities to be creative. $750,000 is being sought for an Oneonta company, Custom Electronics, to complete a $2.2 million assembly line for smart battery lights, batteries that are self-regenerating. Very nifty. $50,000 is being sought to match the county's $50,000 to attract a 400-job distribution center to Skanivas, a section of the county that really needs a boost. Oneonta's gateway, Lettuce Highway, doesn't make a great first impression now. It's a rundown four-lane with a Jersey barrier down the middle. The city is looking for a planning grant to add trees, maybe a median green strip, plus new signage and sidewalks. Cooperstown wants $300,000 to restore a vintage skylight in the restored village hall. Now, that seems like a lot of money, but I climbed up in the attic the other day, and it's quite a superstructure, and it provides a lot of natural light into what otherwise would be a pretty dim interior. Here's the clincher, David. The building and the skylight were designed by architect Ernest Flagg around the turn of the 20th century. In New York City, he was active in the tenement reform movement, which looked at novel ways not just to let more light in, but to circulate air through stagnant apartment houses in poor neighborhoods. When he won the contract from the Clark family for what's a pretty elegant building here, he was able to show that concepts developed for city slums also had a great benefit generally. The Hall of Fame and the Fenimore Museum usually have ideas of their own to promote tourism and arts around Otsego Lake. So we're looking forward to early December when Governor Cuomo usually announces the winners.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.